Hey everybody, it's Brian Drake. Just me, because I have all the equipment, I guess. Anyway, just wanted to share a few thoughts on the Charlie Kirk situation that happened yesterday. The problem with doing a weekly program like we do is that we record on Monday mornings, and then it airs on radio slots Saturday night, and of course you can listen on Spotify whenever you want. The problem is that anything that happens after noon on Monday when we're done, we don't get to talk about. And what happened this week is significant enough. I thought I had to do this bonus thing. It's not going to be long. But boy, I'm really mad. I don't know about you, but I want to go get some scalps. And I want to stack bodies. And that's not the way. I mean, it might be the way, but it's like, really, we need to settle down a little bit. I don't mean us as a country, as a society. I'm talking about those of us on the right. Everybody needs to just calm down for a minute. And the reason I say that is because emotions are bad. We all have them. We all deal with them in various ways, but they're really not good. They do take away from logic, reason, and being sober-minded, because you get so worked up about something. And that's the state I found myself in. I was on such a roller coaster of rage scrolling and rage posting, you know, fighting with knuckleheads on Twitter. Believe me, I've got better names for them that I can't say here. But yeah, yesterday was a little bit of a rumble for those of us that engage on social media. And this morning I was like, yeah, this can't keep going. Of course, Charlie Kirk was a strong Christian. We are Christians on the show. I hesitate to say strong, but, you know, we do subscribe to the Christian hope and hang by our fingernails on the promise of Christ. So what did I decide today? Well, I decided, and maybe this is where you're at too, and if you're not, that's okay. But it's like, I can't keep riding this roller coaster. I need to pray. Problem is, I didn't know what to pray. It's like, what do you pray? What do you ask God for when all you want are scalps? When you want to stack the bodies, cut the ears off, and wear them as a necklace? You know, God's not going to allow that. You can ask for it. You can. But you're not going to, you know, you're not going to get permission for that. So I was stumped for what to pray, and I thought, well, just take a deep breath and think about it for a minute. And what came out, I actually liked very much, and maybe it'll help you too. I can't do anything about the situation we're in or respond to it in the way that I want to respond to it, which isn't appropriate anyway, but I can respond to myself. So what I did pray for was just a calming of the spirit, some distance from the topic, and Lord, put the fire out, basically. And that seemed to help. It did. I seemed to help. It did help. I do feel much better after that. And, you know, go do something else for 10 or 15 minutes. Set your timer. Just put down the phone. Turn off the computer. Turn off the TV. You're not helping yourself. Do something else for a short period of time to take a break, and then go back to it if you want. Or if you're like me, you'll find that I kind of like being away from it, and I think I'm going to stay away from it for a while. On the show regularly, I say a lot of inflammatory things. I do that to get the guys to react and to get you to react as listeners. Most of it I don't mean, and that's why I'm toning things down for this, because, you know, when we start shooting people over disagreements, maybe we need to check the rhetoric a little bit, because it's like, nobody wants this. I don't think anybody does. And a lot of things I say are just BS anyway. I still think liberals are mentally insane, but and that's another thing. You know, the left and the right, the partisans, the hardcore partisans on the left and the right, may not agree on things, but we all share the same mental illness. And I include myself in that category. It's just mine is better than theirs, if that makes any sense. But it's the same jihadist reaction, if you will, and it's not healthy. It really isn't. I wish I could be more centrist. I don't know anybody on either side that is a centrist. They all seem to be one end of radical or the other. I don't know if the moderate position exists. Either that or I just hang out with the wrong people. Bad stuff yesterday. Let's try and make something good out of it and pray for your own calm and peace if you need to. And if you're not ready, that's fine. I was only ready because, my goodness, I was heading for the cliff, I'll tell you. And that's just not the way to go. So that's all. Monday, when we record again, when you listen to the show next week, I'll be back with my inflammatory crap. I'll say the exact opposite of what I just said now. And it's an act. Believe me, it's just an act. Sometimes. Most of the time. Anyway, thanks for listening. We will talk to you later.